crazy, scary, spooky, hilarious.
In order to play with this record,
wait, is this me?
Tune your bass to ours.
Look out.
Are we about to go live? Wait, is this happening? Okay, here we go.
You are now listening to DJ EJ.
Okay, that's definitely me. Good morning, good morning, and welcome back to some more of The Morning Buzz. This is the Monday following the 4th of July, so the vibes are definitely high, and I'm so excited because it's such a beautiful morning. In spite of it all, long weekend. No better way to re-enter the work week than to have a very long weekend. So definitely here for it. It is now 8:08, and I am your host, DJ EJ, better known as Navy Petty Officer Elois Johnson. And as always, being that it is Monday, that means only one thing. We've got MWR Fitness in the building. Help me welcome Miss Angelina Gott. Angelina, how are you?
I'm good. I'm missing my sidekick, Heather. She's in France today. I think she comes back today. We miss you, Heather.
We definitely miss you.
Out there listening.
Yes, yes. Shout out to Heather as well. Definitely missing you in the studio this morning. But very excited to have you here, Angelina, because I know we've got some things to talk about. Still some really incredible stuff that's happening when it comes to MWR Fitness. You guys have a way of just keeping us actively engaged in the community, as well as making sure that we are just active, right?
Yeah, because fitness is fun, as Heather would say. Yes,
it's always fun. Her spirit is definitely in the studio with us this morning. So definitely love it. So for those of you that are tuning in, make sure you continue to keep it here, because when we come back, we're going to be talking a little bit about some things that took place during last week's events, as well as some upcoming stuff in the world of MWR Fitness. So you definitely do not want to miss out on that. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, the station serving you, America's best. That was the Jonas Brothers with Waffle House. I don't think I should have played that song, because now I'm really thinking about Waffle House.
I absolutely love Waffle House. I could go for that. It's been too long. Yes. Bring a Waffle House to base.
Oh my God. When I tell you, that would be amazing. That line would be ridiculous.
Oh, very long.
But that would be so good. And every time I think to myself, I'm like, man, I wish I was back home. And I think about Waffle House, I'm like, let me get that all-star special.
Yes.
And surprisingly, they also have a really great chili and pecan pie.
I feel like I've had the chili on my hash browns at one point in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Smothered, or whatever they want to call it. But yeah, got shout out to Waffle House.
Shout out to Waffle House.
Love you guys.
Absolutely amazing. So if you're just tuning in, we've got Miss Angelina with MWR Fitness here in the studio with us this morning, and we are just about to break through what we've kind of some really cool events that took place on last week. So if you missed it, last week was wild. I think it was like literally every single day from the time that the month started, there was something going on, whether it was the Alien Ant Farm concert.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, there was the main event with the cornhole tournament and the live music and the great food and all of the vendors that came out to also include the Firecracker 5K and 1K as well. So I kind of wanted to talk about that with you as well, because it seemed like it was a really amazing event.
Yeah. So as the Firecracker 5K was going on, I had my kickball tournament, which was so much fun to watch. People getting hit with a kickball. It's just a lot of fun watching people try and kick a kickball that's gone, you know, 30, 40 feet up in the air and coming just pummeling back down at them. It's
right.
Fun. But the Firecracker 5K, on behalf of Heather, thank you guys for all of the participants and the volunteers who came out and either ran or helped made the run go very, very smoothly. Also, shout out to our costume contest winners, who actually did show up dressed as the founding fathers of our country. Four ladies out there, shout out to you guys. That was a great laugh. Really, really funny. Thank you guys again for participating and just like the joy and the spirit of, you know, the 4th of July throughout the entire week. It was great. It was a fun time ending with Red, White, and Boom in the cornhole tournament and the fireworks. It was just so much fun.
I think I would have showed up for that. Like, to see those ladies dressed as the founding fathers, I think is pretty amazing.
They were awesome. And they ran together, and it was, again, it was just great.
That is so cool. I love it so very much. So, yeah, so I think it's pretty cool. We had the volunteers and participants coming out and really just kind of taking in all the fun that came with that.
Yeah.
I think it's great.
NAS 2 got taken over with red, white, and blue, just
yes.
Clothing and everything. Again,
yes.
So much fun.
Definitely. Definitely indeed. Yes, yes. And also, too, just kind of want to put a little thing out there, even though I talked about this earlier, but in addition, definitely want to give a really big shout out to everybody that made just last week in general happen? Because I know it's not easy when it comes to coordinating these events to include MWR Fitness. But a huge shout out to MWR because they really came through in some of the biggest ways. And I know summer is a very busy season for them. They always keep busy, but especially during the summer months when people are like, okay, I need something to do, something really fun. And so they're doing a tremendous job at that. So for those who held down the main event, all of the organizers, everyone who played the role behind the scenes, all of our volunteers as well, a huge shout out to you because that is not an easy feat to put that kind of production together.
Yes.
And there were so many people as well that came out last weekend. It was tremendous.
Uh-huh. Yeah, a lot of moving parts. Again, thank you. We do it for the participants. So thank you guys for showing up with all the hard work that we put in on behalf of MWR. Again, just it's always fun to watch people have fun.
Indeed.
From a customer service perspective. But yeah. So again, thank you. Shout out to everybody. MWR. Matt Sigonella, thank you.
Thank you very much. And so now we're kind of moving a little bit to yoga.
This back to business.
It's back to business. We always seem to make our way back to yoga, and I'm not mad at it because I love a little yoga.
Yeah, so for those of you that may not know or haven't been able to get over to NAS2 during our lunchtime yoga, on every Tuesday at 11:30 this month, over at the NAS2 Racquetball Court, we have a vinyasa yoga going on. So anybody that needs a break and doesn't necessarily want to go to the galley on their lunch break or sit in their car or just to get out of the office, but you need to relax, head over to the NAS2 gym. The yoga class will start at 11:30. If you don't have your own yoga mat, we have some at the front desk that you could check out. So again, if you just want to chill during your lunch break, maybe still be a little active, but get some movement in. Vinyasa yoga, 11:30.
That is such an incredible midday alternative.
Yes.
Because I would never think to do something like that unless I was maybe doing, I don't know, like yoga in my car, which I actually never knew.
Hot yoga.
Yes, hot yoga. Now, especially hot yoga in the car. That'd be very detrimental. But no, I think that is it's a terrific alternative for those who are looking to do something a little bit different during the day.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of just the usual, like, hey, why don't I step out and do something that will kind of help recalibrate the mind, recenter, and then kind of hit the rest of that working day.
Yeah, help you get over that like 1300 to 1400 like slump, you know, after you eat like a big lunch or just you're tired because you've been up. I think continuing to stay active throughout the day kind of helps with that slump in
it
the
really
afternoon.
Does.
It helps you keep your energy going to finish out the day and then to go home and crash out and rot on the couch.
Exactly. I love the way you put it. That makes so much sense. Okay, so in addition to that, there's also what's known as a youth fitness orientation as well. Is that right? That's coming up?
Yeah, so we are establishing a new program for our youth. So in order, on the first Monday, which is today, at 17:30 to 18:15, and then the third Saturday of the month, which I think is the 19th. Don't quote me on that off the top of my head, but which is Saturday mornings 10 to 10:45.
That was perfect. It's the 19th.
The 19th. Yes. Okay. I remembered. So in order to participate, you must be ages 12 to 15 with a parent or 16 to 17 without their parent. All participants or children must go through this youth orientation fitness and in order to use the facilities at the gym. So if you want to work out with your parent with the free weights, you need to go through this youth orientation. It just helps everybody make sure that you know how to use the equipment properly, how to stretch properly before your warm up or cool down, and you know, just how to use the equipment properly so we don't injure ourselves. It's all about safety. You could register at the NAS One Fitness Center front desk. So I believe there's still spots available for this evening's youth orientation class. Again, registration, we only have 10 spots per class. So if you have any questions about that, you can also call the NAS One front desk or give me a call at 624-3785.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I just love how you guys keep us so busy. And
we're
so
trying.
Active is always something.
We're trying.
No, I think that's amazing. I love what you guys do for the community because it's definitely untouched. And when we're talking about fitness, you need people who are just as passionate and as excited because you need to kind of channel that energy sometimes. Because I'm like, I need my source of inspiration from somewhere.
Yes.
And you and Heather do a tremendous job when it comes to inspiring us.
We try.
Keeping in shape and then reminding us that fitness really is fun.
It is.
It
is. Sometimes sometimes it might not feel like it, but it's, I think, what Heather calls type A fun. Like, while you're doing it, you're like, wow, this sucks. But then you look back and you're like, oh, okay, maybe that was kind of fun. That wasn't so bad. Like, yes. I'll try it again.
I kind of feel like that during my runner's high. Like, in the moment, I'm like, man,
you're like, I can't wait for this to be over with.
I could be doing anything else right now. Why am I doing this? And then as soon as I'm finished, I'm like, you know, you weren't going to get that kind of feel sitting on the couch,
yeah,
hanging out. Like, you could only be actively engaged in physical,
correct,
activity to feel that way.
Yeah.
So that feeling, I'm here for it.
Okay.
I chase that feeling every chance I get.
Everybody else needs to be here for it. So get get over to the gym.
Indeed, indeed. We're going to continue to keep the conversation going with Miss Angelina. When we come back, we're talking all things sports and fitness. Here's Rock This Town by Stray Cats on 105.9. That was Somber with Undress. It happens to be one of my new favorite songs. I love it. It's got such a chill vibe, but I really love the message. I think it's awesome. So for our listeners out there, we've been talking with Miss Angelina from MWR Fitness about all types of really great things happening to keep you moving and inspired. And so now we're going to take a look in the world of sports. So what do we have to look forward to when it comes to sports?
Yeah, so just a couple things, because right now we're in the midst of our Captain's Cup Ultimate Frisbee League, which is so much fun to watch. So if you have a chance, we're over at NAS2, usually on Tuesdays and Thursdays, if you want to come watch some great competition. Again, Ultimate Frisbee is one of those sports where it's fun to watch. People just throwing themselves around. But if you do like dodgeball, we have a Captain's Cup dodgeball tournament. It's a one-day event. The tournament date is on Monday, July 28th. But of course, there is always pre-registration. So the registration deadline is Wednesday, July 23rd. So it is coming up. So if you've got a team about 5 to 10 people that want to, for your command, that want to play dodgeball, want to get some aggression out, they are the foam dodgeballs, not the hard rubbery ones. So,
good to know.
So get a little bit of aggression out and play some other commands on a dodgeball tournament. Shoot me an email. Registration deadline, again, is Wednesday, July 23rd. And then after that, we have our intramural basketball league. So we just finished up our Captain's Cup basketball tournament, which shout out to Navs Up for winning that tournament. Congratulations,
nice,
guys. Yeah, so then we have our intramural basketball league, which is a little different than our Captain's Cup series in the fact that you can play for whatever command or whatever team. It doesn't matter what command you're attached to. Again, good way to make friends, meet some people from other commands, get in some basketball time. So that registration deadline is Friday, July 5th, and the season will begin on Tuesday, July 29th. Again, if you have any questions or would like to register your team, you can shoot me an email. Again, my last name is Gott, G-O-T-T. I am in Global. Or if the DSNs are still working, call me at 624-3785. My office is also on the second floor of the NAS 1 gym. I'll be over at NAS 2 a little bit later today, so I'm all around. You can find me. Just ask.
No, that is phenomenal. And I know there was quite a few dates that was thrown out. So just to reiterate, for the Captain's Cup dodgeball tournament, the tournament date is Monday, July 28th, but the registration deadline is Wednesday, July 23rd.
Correct.
So you definitely want to make sure that you register in time so that you can participate in the Captain's Cup dodgeball tournament. And for those of you that are interested in the intramural basketball league, the season begins Tuesday, July 29th, but the registration deadline is Friday, July 25th. So all good information for those of you that definitely want to remain active when it comes to sports, and so many sporting events that are happening as well during the season. So this is a great way to remain active and kind of burn those calories, shed that weight, and you don't even feel like you're doing
it. Exactly. You're having fun.
Exactly. Exactly. So again, thank you so much, Angelina, for being here and just giving us all this really wonderful information from people dressed up as the founding fathers to the intramural basketball league. I really appreciate everything that you do for the community, and we definitely want to give a shout out to Heather. We really miss you very much. We hope you are enjoying. You said France,
yeah.
I'm sure she is.
Yes.
I know she's definitely.
She literally just
it.
Sent me photos of all the food she ate this weekend. I'm very jealous.
As we're sitting in the studio, starving right
talking
now,
talking about Waffle House.
I
need
House.
Breakfast, a nice cup of coffee, and
yes,
some breakfast.
I am headed to go find the nearest breakfast burrito. This is definitely happening. But again, thank you so much, Angela. Evangeline, for being here. We really appreciate all the information you've provided us.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And for all of our listeners, there is no better time to get involved than now. So if you are interested in participating, whether it comes to fitness and or sports, now is your chance to get in on the ground floor, have a great time, and bring a friend along in the process, because there's nothing that says you can't have a great time alongside some of your friends as well. Make sure you continue to keep it here, because we still have so much information to pass along on this glorious Monday morning. Here's Lil Bow Wow featuring Jermaine Dupri with a little basketball on 105.9.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.